on the Platte River about 11 yesterday. Emergency management reported the increase in overall coverage overnight due to that ice jam Tuesday afternoon not receding. And so we still have some. He'll tell us more in just a bit. But areas that could be affected, of course, include Lake Leba, which is being affected, Leisure Lake, Rainbow Lake, Summer Haven, Fremont Lake, Cynthia Lake, and Camp Cedars and Camp Eagle, possibly. So water can fluctuate as we're kind of in that choke point on the river where still quite a bit of ice, but with temperatures warming up again today to right around 65, we should be seeing a little bit more opening up there.
Did you see Tuesday, 72?
Oh, man. Wow. Patchy fog after midnight tonight. We'll see lows right around 34. Little fog tomorrow morning, otherwise turning sunny, 56 for the high on Friday. Saturday calling for 62 and sunshine, 65 and breezy Sunday, Monday 66. Yeah, Tuesday 73. Ah, golf course?
Maybe. Yeah, just something outside.
Yeah, for sure. So that is your latest forecast here for the Fremont area on the Big Dog.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Our weather update brought to you this hour by Tommy's Express Car Wash, now open across from Sid Dillon on East 23rd. Get a world-class wash, free vacuums, and even on-site mat washers at Tommy's Express Car Wash. Keep it clean, Fremont. It is 7:08. We'll get to our local news segment with Chris here in just a little bit. But it's Thursday morning, and it's our pleasure to be joined by Mark Shepherd, the superintendent of Fremont Public Schools. He joins us in the studio. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well.
I'm doing well with this weather. It puts everybody in a great mood, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely.
Oh. It certainly does. Let's talk a little bit about the COVID situation through Fremont Public Schools. I know the risk dial staying about the same. And as far as your numbers, as far as those that are out, students and also staff that have positive COVID tests, relatively the same too, right?
Relatively the same. We've remained, after the winter break, we've remained less than 10 students and less than 10 staff that tested positive. But, you know, I think we do have to continue to remind ourselves it's still a virus. It's still out there. Mm-hmm. The vaccine is getting out, so that's a good thing. But we still need to be very diligent in our efforts. And I think if we are and we continue down this path, the risk dial had been trending down. Now it kind of stalled out in the low orange. Hopefully next couple of weeks we'll see that risk dial continue to move down. But I think people get a false sense of it's all over because it's nice outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that changes the way you look at things a little bit. So, yeah, it's not over yet, that's for sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about some things that have been going on this week. Spring sports practices start. Track. Chris, track started this week.
Oh, man. Field events, please. I'm not a runner.
I'm not a runner either. But we have a lot of our students that are.
Yes, we do.
You know, it's just good to see our student-athletes out there and, you know, the weather is really cooperating well this week. We received our guidance yesterday from NSAA on outside spring sports. So we're looking at that. We're going to see what modifications we need to make. They still are requiring face masks as people come into the events. There might be some relaxation for some of the outdoor events if social distancing can be achieved. But, you know, a lot of times people don't understand social distancing. And when we first started, people were really careful about it. And 6 foot was 6 foot. And now it seems like it gets a little tighter and a little tighter.
They all need to hang out in a kindergarten class because I'm sure those kids know exactly. Yeah, we're supposed to be 6 feet away. Get away,
yeah,
you know,
I know.
Stuff like that. So,
you kids know. Are doing a great job.
Yeah,
they are. Our students are doing a great job, and our staff's done a great job all year. And I think that's a testimony to the reason why we've been able to stay in school and the reason why we've been able to make it through our fall sports season and our winter sports season, and now we're embarking on the spring.
And the amazing thing about that, we were just talking before we went on the air here, is that, you know, you've been in school the entire academic year, whether it be in person or a virtual, and most of it's been in person, where other schools are, some are just now going back in person right now.
Some are just going back to full-time in person. I think everybody's been in some form of in person from just about right after the winter break. But we have been very fortunate. Three Rivers, Public Health, Terry Ewing, they've just been a great resource for us. I really think that the plan that was put in place with their guidance made perfect sense for our community and for our school district. I think the other thing that's really good is we continue to work very closely with Archbishop Bergen and Trinity, and because we have so much crossover, whether it's just, you know, with club sports or whether it's, the students that participate together in our co-op activities. But it's been good that we've been able to operate on the same page and work together through this pandemic.
You bet. One of the activities that's taking place is a theater, and the spring musical is coming up next week. I think it's Adam's Family, the musical.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun. It's going to be kind of a comedy.
It should be a lot of fun.
You're going to allow about half the people in?
We are. Yeah, we're going to have three shows. It's March 11th through the 13th, looking at 50% capacity, and it'll be just like our other indoor events. Temperatures will be taken at the door. Masks will be required. Social distancing will be achieved within the auditorium. But the event's also going to be live streamed this year. And so, you know, that's something that's a little unusual in the theater realm because of licensing requirements and some of that. But the companies have been better to work with on this because of the pandemic. And so it does give us an opportunity for maybe some people that don't live in Fremont, maybe grandpas and grandmas, aunts and uncles,
and see that.
In another state or whatever, could still view the musical. So more information is available on our website, so we encourage you to go there. And that's also where you can go to a link which allows you to purchase tickets for the spring musical.
Very good. Of course, girls' state basketball is going on this week, and tomorrow night, Fremont takes on Millard South at 8:30. Number of ways you can take it in, and of course, you can listen here on the radio here on Big Dog Country, and then there are other venues as well. Correct, Mark?
There are. You know, a couple of things about state basketball this year. I think NSAA learned some things last year. They were the last state tournament that ran across the country as the pandemic was just kind of starting here. So what they've done now is everything has to be online as far as ticket purchases. There are no tickets available at the game. You have to buy them. You download them to your phone. It's a pretty simple process, pretty easy. And then when you get to the game, basically you have an e-ticket. You show it to them, you redeem your e-ticket, and you walk in. They're also streaming it on NFHS Network, and that's the National Federation of High Schools. That's one way to watch it. There is I think a $10 or $11 fee per month if you're going to watch it on NFHS. News Channel Nebraska, as I understand it, is going to start streaming the games and playing the games live today.
Starting semifinals.
Semifinals today. So they're going to do today and tomorrow, and then I think Saturday it goes back to NET and public television. But there are a couple of ways to watch it. We hope we get a lot of fans out to the game. I know it's a late game, but it is a Friday night. We had a good crowd the other night. Yeah. I think the crowd got behind the girls, and that's always exciting, always fun. Fun time of year. It's really nice to see us and Archbishop Bergen both still competing as we go into those semifinals. We wish them well today.
You bet. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how when we go through what we've been going through this year, so many things to talk about, you know, about vaccinations and masks and mandates and things like that. It kind of puts your mind at something else. And that means that other things go quickly, like the school year. The third quarter's almost done, isn't it?
Third quarter's almost done. Yeah, we end March 11th. And, you know, I think we've talked about it on the show before. If anybody would have told anyone that back in July and August when we were planning for the school year that we'd make it through the end of the third quarter,
oh man,
they would have said we were crazy. But it's been good. We've been able to manage COVID throughout the year and keep our students safe, keep our staff safe, and keep everybody in school. But we have spring break coming, March 15th through the 19th. So I think people are really looking forward to that. I don't know how much travel will occur during spring break this year. Probably some. I know there's some pretty good deals out there. I don't know if the Shepherds will make it on a spring break trip or not, but certainly looking at that.
You can go to the State Lakes, you know.
Yeah, go out there.
It's going to be nice enough.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice.
Hopefully by then the ice jam's cleared, right, Chris?
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. Well, great information here this morning. And of course, if people want more information, maybe they're at work and they heard some of the things we're talking about and they're like, wait, what exactly was all that? Your website's a great place
Our website, FremontTigers.org, just has a wealth of information. There's some sliders right when you get into it where you can see some of the information that we talked about today. And then if you want more information about our activities programs, you can certainly go to the high school website and look at the activities page. State basketball, there are ticket links available there. You can also go to nsaahome.org and get your link there for ticketing and also scheduling and everything else that's going on. But hopefully we'll have a great crowd at our spring musical this year. It is exciting. Adam's Family, I think we grew up watching that on TV.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Old black and white show, but you know, a lot of fun. I think this musical is going to be a lot of fun, and it's great that our kids are able to participate. You know, a year ago, we weren't able to have the musical that was scheduled and really ready to kick off right before the pandemic.
Yeah, nothing in the spring took place last year. So to have that happen, that's really exciting. Yeah. So as we wrap things up, you know, with those spring sports practices going underway, with golf getting underway, do they need Chris to caddy at all? Is that okay?
You know, he could certainly contact Coach Berg and see if they need somebody. Maybe somebody to shag some balls or something.
There we go. Yeah. The thing is, you know, if I have to wear a mask, I don't want my mask tan lines on my face.
You know,
so if I can take my mask off, I'll be okay.
And I don't think that'll help. But
it would not.
just one of the sides, as I was glancing through the NSAA guidelines for the spring, it's kind of interesting. Uh-huh. You know, baseball's a little quirky, as we all know.
Yeah.
A lot of superstition, a lot of different things going on there. And they did say within the rules that if a person is wearing a mask and they're a base runner, mm-hmm. they cannot wear a white mask because that could be distracting.
That's
a little bit like in the outfield where they have that green space.
Oh, sure,
I don't want to distract and lose the ball in somebody's mask, I guess.
Right. So. And you're right, Mark. It is quirky, but that's consistent because pitchers can't wear a white line.
Right. Can't wear
Yeah. And there's rules for everything.
There are.
Boy.
Yeah. So we're just keeping you safe. That's the key. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the ball games, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Thanks so much, and thanks so much for all the coverage. Rich just does a great job covering all of our activities, and we appreciate KHB, KFMT, and Big Dog on all of these updates that we've been able to give to the community. I get comments every week from people that listen to the show, and they really appreciate the fact that we continue to communicate what's going on and you know, at times dispel some of the rumors that might be out there as well.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, we have people listening all over the place. Yep. My brother-in-law, hey, good morning, Rod, in Webster, New York this morning.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thank you.
Bet Mark Shepard, Superintendent of Fremont Public Schools, joining us here on Morning Fremont. It's 7:18. Let's get to our local news update with Chris Walls. News this half hour presented by Deers Ford in Fremont, a Nebraska family business since 1938, offering quality auto sales, service, parts, and body shop.
Good morning. Let's look at your Thursday morning local news. Well, people were evacuated from Big Island Road and a private lake yesterday because of the flooding out on the Platte River. Carl Nielsen, the chief of the